TJ Chapman, host of the TJ Chapman Show. We're here live making our debut on the Culture Radio Network. Big difference.
You got me in a new element now, TJ, man. So we making moves out here, and so it's going to take a while for me to adjust or whatnot to what we got going on here. So, you know, I'm used to being at the old location and stuff like that, and but I'm looking at some of the stuff we got going on in the studio here, and I like it so far. So I'm hoping to, you know, continue to be a part of the growth of the show. So
absolutely, man. That's one thing I was telling you about. You know, after our Lav T Drop comedy show, we took a little break to regroup.
You know,
sometimes you gotta step back, regroup, refocus, refuel, and figure out, okay, all right, you got a slogan, you got a tagline, the best is yet to come. And I truly think that this is just another stepping stone in just that.
And like I told you, you know, first of all, let's shout out our loyal listeners, you know, because as you know, I've been working on the cruise ships. You know, we talked about it for several months that it was going to happen because, you know, I had got the call before and turned it down and got the call again. And went through with it this time. And I kept meeting people, and they'd be like, I done heard your name before. And I'd be like, where you from? They'd be like, Bumblebuck Nowhere. And I'd be like, I ain't never been there before. And but I in the back of my mind, I was like, they must listen to the TJ Chapman Show. Kind of deal. You know, that's what I like to think they know me from, is the TJ Chapman Show. But, boy, we got some stuff going on tonight, don't we?
Boy, listen here, man. This letter ain't no joke. I tell you what, man, coming at the bottom of the hour, man, we got our chocolate letter. We back, boy. They couldn't wait.
Yeah.
To be like, hey, man, when you going to read the chocolate letter? Listen.
Man, that thing, you going to be shocked. I'm honestly, like, so heartbroken and shocked by the situation that I have not a whole lot to say about it.
For the first time in history?
For the first time in history.
First time in history of Loose Cannon. Yeah. He has nothing to say.
That one there, I'll probably find something to say, but that one there is I don't understand that one now, boy. You know, that's
one thing I will tell you this though, man. Reading this letter kind of made you feel like, oh man, I feel bad. And then the punchline hit. What the?
Yeah.
And that's actually where it hit at. So but yeah, man, we glad to be on the Culture Radio family network, man. You know, my colleagues, you know, Kim, you know, shout out to the Wine Room Uncorked.
Yeah.
They've actually been trying to get me on for a minute. And, you know, we build up the fan base through Blog Talk. And it was kind of like, you know how sometimes you build up a fan base and you be like, hey, you know what?
Yeah. So
we're going to take a step back and let's reevaluate.
Yeah, we're going to graduate. So all our Blog Talk fans, please listen to us on Culture Radio. You know, we do believe that this is a better quality platform. No disrespect, also it gives us more options or whatnot. You was telling me about, you know, how they can listen to us on iTunes and stuff like that, right?
Absolutely, we are now able to. You can listen to us now on Spotify,
Google Play,
iTunes, and I think the other one was Snapper or Slacker. Or, Stitcher.
Oh, Stitcher.
I know one of them S's.
Yeah.
Stitcher.
Hey, listen. And we got an engineer.
And Culture Play with the engineer in the studio.
We got an engineer in the studio. We moving on
listen.
Up. Moving
listen.
On up. The east side.
All I got to do is come in the studio and get ready.
Finally got up. Yeah, because you was like, we, you know, I felt kind of bad, but I know that wasn't my talent, you know, because you were doing way too much.
I had to learn it all.
Yeah, but you had to do it all. Now you're delegating. Won't he do it?
Man, we're gonna jump right into tonight's topic, man, because I started this topic during our break because, you know, I still had to engage with the listeners. Even though it wasn't on air, you still got to be able to maintain. So tonight's topic that we're going to talk about is, what does it mean to be in a co-parenting relationship and still living together, but y'all not together? But he wasn't lying when he said he had nothing to say.
I mean, I got stuff to say now. I had to think about that for a second. It's like, so wait a minute. Y'all not together,
But you're living together.
But you're roommates.
That's what they say. I mean, some people say they roommates.
You're roommates. And, you know, you never stop being a parent no matter what.
Oh, absolutely.
You
absolutely.
Never stop being a parent no matter what. That never goes away. Well, if it works out in the best interest of the child and you don't lose sight of that, then I guess what can you say about it, for lack of a better way to describe it? You know?
From some of these listeners, they chimed in and they're like, your roommates. Some saying it's a deception to the child. Why put the child through that?
Yeah.
And some people was like, you know, what's the point of living together if y'all not together? You're just confusing the child as if, you know, y'all together. So what I have to say about that is simple. If you're still living together, you're trying to either save up money or y'all trying to make it work out one way or the other. So that's just how I feel about it now.
There are worse arrangements out there. You know, I could totally see how that would be a productive arrangement kind of thing. You know, obviously there would have to be some rules there. If they play it right, let's say, all right, we not together no more.
Mm-hmm.
All right. But we roommates. I'm in a separate room. You're in a separate room. And, you know, I don't bring my company to the house. You don't bring your company to the house kind of deal. And we actually abide by those rules. I don't see where that would be, you know, a problem or whatnot. You got, you know, the child benefits by having both parents in the household. And it's just up to the adults to be adults and really respect the situation kind of thing.
So you have someone actually from Kansas that chimed in on this one. She said two parents have a healthy relationship. And if they can do that, they're able to take care of the child, then there's nothing wrong with it other than you guys not being together.
You know what? I'm going to have to echo that same sentiment. You know, like I say, if that's the arrangement and we're abiding by the arrangement and we're respecting the arrangement for whatever the reasons may be, the circumstances may be, some people, you know, might want to give the child, like, you know, two parents in the household kind of thing. You know, one parent may not be strong enough to leave just yet. So I don't, you know, you my baby mama still, you know, and you got my child. I don't want you out there in the street kind of thing. Then if that's what we decide to do and we satisfy and it works for us, then it just simply works for us. You know, I don't see.
Well, see, here's one of the things that one of the listeners chimed in. It was like, my thoughts are you're providing a terrible example for your child. This isn't maturity. This is a loveless household. Why would two people want their child to be in a loveless household instead of seeing their parents in a situation where love is involved? And if you're not together, then why live in the same household?
You got people that's together and doing the same exact thing.
Yeah, I agree. It goes right in line with common. It's common for married and separated people who don't want two rents, two light bills, etc. Make sense from a financial standpoint,
yeah.
Especially if y'all get along together.
It's a lot of reasons why somebody might have an arrangement like that. And that makes sense. It's a lot of reasons why somebody might have an arrangement like that. And because of that, you know, they fall into a situation like that that ends up being beneficial for all parties involved. Is it the most conventional thing? Obviously not. But I mean, it could happen, and it can be a successful thing. It doesn't have to be necessarily a bad thing.
Hey, I agree. And when we get back, man, we're going to continue this topic because our special guest had emergency, so we're going to make our own special guest tonight.
Okay, all right. We're going to pull a rabbit out the hat.
We're going to pull the rabbit out the hat.
Okay.
And we're going to bring our engineer on. We're going to talk to our engineer.
We're going to get him out there. Get the people familiar with our engineer.
And so people know the magic behind the scenes.
Okay.
So when we get back, we're going to bring our engineer on.
The show got an engineer and a good cameraman. We moving on up.
So go ahead and get your glass of wine. Keep it right. Keep it locked. The best is yet to come. Yep.
I'ma call you back. I'ma call you back.
Every time I was in LA, I was with my ex-girlfriend. Every time you called, I told you, baby, I'm working.
Oh,
what's out doing my dirt?
Oh,
I'm thinking about you getting hurt.
I
was hand in hand in the Beverly Center, like, man, not giving a damn who sees me.
So gone,
I know.
So wrong.
Just
acting like I didn't have you sitting at home.
Thinking about me, being the good girl that you are. I bet you probably believe you got a good man. I mean, I never would do the things I'm about to tell you I've done. Brace yourself, it ain't good. But it would be even worse if you heard this from somebody else. I know you hate me, I know I hurt you, but there's more. Listen. Watch this. These are my confessions. Just when I thought I said all I can say, my chick on the side says she got one on the way.
These are my confessions.
Man, I'm thrown in, I don't know what to do. I guess I gotta give part two of my
confessions.
If I'm gonna tell it, then I gotta tell it all. Damn, they cried when I got that phone call. I'm so dumb, I don't know what to do but to give part two of my confessions. It's gonna be the hardest thing I think I ever had to do. Got me talking to myself, asking how I'm gonna tell you about that chick on part one. I told y'all I was creeping with, creeping with. Said she's 3 months pregnant and she's keeping it. The first thing that came to mind was you. Second thing was, how do I know if it's mine and is it true? Third thing was me wishing that I never did what I did. How I ain't ready for no kid and bye bye to our relationship.
These are my confessions.
Just when I thought I said all I can say, my chick on the side, yeah, said she got one.
These
on the
are
way.
My
confessions. Man, I'm thrown in.
What to do now?
I guess I gotta give
part two of my confessions.
If I'm gonna tell it, then I gotta
tell it all.
Damn, they cried when I got that phone call. I'm so
I don't
dumb.
Know,
I don't know what to do but to give part two of my confessions.
I'm stuck on stupid trying to figure out when, what, and how I'ma let this come out of my mouth.
Said it ain't gonna be easy, but I need to stop thinking, contemplating, be a man and get it over with.
Over with. I'm riding in my whip, racing to her place, talking to myself, preparing to tell her to her face.
She opened up the door and didn't want to come near me.
I said, what's happening, baby? Please hear me.
These are my confessions. Just when I thought I said all I can say, my chick on the side said she got one on the way.
These are my confessions.
Man,
so gone, so gone.
What to do?
What to do?
Yes, I gotta give you part two of my
If I'm gonna tell it, then I gotta tell it all.
Damn, they cried when I got that phone call.
When I got
I'm
it,
so dumb.
Didn't know what to do.
I don't know what to do, but
I need to tell you
part two of my confessions.
And this by far is the hardest thing I think I've ever had to do. To tell you, the woman I love, that I'm having a baby by a woman that I barely even know. I hope you can accept the fact that I'm man enough to tell you this. And hopefully you'll give me another chance. This ain't about my career. This ain't about my life. It's about us.
These are
please.
My confessions.
To give you part two of my confessions.
Relationships are about love and respect. not about hitting or hurting. If you or someone you know is in danger, get help, and let's break the silence. Call the National Domestic Violence Hotline at 1-800-799-SAFE. That's 1-800-799-7233. The T.J. Chapman Show cares.
And right now we talk about parents, co-parenting, and cohabilitating under the same roof. And right now they're getting some stuff worked out. We live. And we also live on YouTube still, right, Joshon?
Not yet.
Okay.
We still got Culture Radio.
We live on.
Make sure Culture Radio, man.
Download the Culture Radio app.
We still live.
Just download the Culture Radio app.
Download the Culture Radio app. I know I probably sound like an echo right about now because I'm learning just like you learn. You know?
So let's get it, man. We back, man.
Oh, we back.
Listen, we back live. And listen, man, I'm grateful. I'm blessed. We are moving in the right direction as the show should be going. And we're gonna have our engineer. You know, he's joining us in the studio.
What's up?
You know, you gotta sometimes you get throwing the curveball.
Yeah.
You just got to be able to know how to handle it.
But it's a, you know, for our first show on Culture Radio, since he really know, because we still learning about this. You know, we excited. We like a kid in the candy store right
Yeah,
now.
Getting everything.
We like Little Richard and Richard Simmons holding hands in a dildo factory. We just happy is all we could be. And I can say that, right? Is there any restrictions?
You can say anything on this radio.
We could say
good.
Anything.
We good because I believe. Hold, wait a minute now. We on the schedule. So okay. So what's going to happen now is the fact that I think Culture Radio is also part of XM.
Sirius XM. We are affiliated with them right now. We don't have a station yet working on that, but we are affiliated with them as far as like product endorsement and things like that. So. You know, it's kind of really cool because we're a radio station and they actually saw the promise us and said, you know, instead of looking at, you know how it is, instead of saying, hey, you know, you're a rival, so we're not going to let you do anything for us. They was like, sure, you know, cool, you know, let's talk about a station and stuff like that. So we're in the talks of that right now. But the problem is that what we do is a little bit, we have podcasts and SiriusXM radio shows.
Right.
So what needs to be worked out is, like, are we going to just go straight radio? You know what I'm saying? Then we have to give up a lot of different, our freedom as far as, like,
to do things certain things.
Exactly.
And say.
So we offer a product and distribution of podcasts. So, you know, it's a tight spot. You know what I mean? Either you stay independent or you go fully into it. That's why we just became an affiliate because, you know, of course, SiriusXM carries a name. So great to be affiliated with them. We appreciate that partnership. But at the end of the day, we don't have to give up our services and things we're doing, which is unique. So
okay.
And that is the voice of the T.J. Chapman Show's new engineer of Culture Radio.
I'm not an engineer. I'm just a guy who knows how to do this stuff.
An a.k.a. engineer.
Oh,
I know. Because
I don't know how to do it.
Everybody calls me the engineer, I don't want nobody to be saying, oh, Cassie, no engineer. I am not. I'm just the owner of the radio station and just figure out how to do all this stuff. One day we're going to have somebody here doing it and I won't even be here anymore.
And okay. See, hey, all listen. Right. The thing about it is, hey, we jump starting, and that's the voice of Casanova Williams.
And they'll probably be better than me anyway. So,
so before we go to our chocolate letter, just go ahead and let the people know just a little bit something about the Culture Radio and how it unfolded and how you got started with this.
Well, the Culture Radio started about about 2 years ago, right? About a year and a half ago was the idea. My friend DJ Five Venom's a business partner, somebody I work with, always had an idea to do a radio station. Always wanted to do an online radio station. And we had the space here to do it because back in the back is a studio, so we were just doing music at the time. He's like, yo, can we use the space out here for this to studio for a radio station? I was like, fine. So it was three of us. He created the whole system we have right now. I provided the space, and another gentleman, Mike, he provided the furniture and the equipment. But soon, Mike has some business things he had to do, so he had to do that. Venom got hired to be the official DJ at Road Aloud, which is that big festival, so he's like the official DJ of that, so he moved to Miami for that. So I was just left with this radio station here, and it was just sitting here for about, I would say, 4 or 5 months doing nothing. So one day, I just, last year, around this time, I was like, you know what? I got this platform, you know what I'm saying? Instead of me breaking it down, let me, and it's funny because Venom was paying for everything every month, like the keeping it going. I was like, yo, Venom, you like, he's like, what do you want to do with it? I was like, yo, let me take it over. I got an idea. He's like, all right, cool. So just went with the whole podcast because the podcast is really hot. So I was like looking at a lot of different other people that would do a podcast and seeing how they do it. Shout out to like Studio 17 and Live 360, all of them. So I was just looking at all these people and how they did it, and took a lot from what they, how they're doing, offering other services. So we are exclusively distributing podcasts. We're getting them all on platforms. We're providing the studio. We're doing something that's really unique. We're putting everything together. We have the culture play where people have their own page and leaks and a player. So we just really did it all. And now, like, we're probably, we have more shows and podcasts. We have DJs, like DJ, I don't know if you heard of DJ M Squared. He's a pretty big DJ, so yeah, he's on here now. We have my homegirl Gracie. She was one of the finalists on T.I.'s BET show. She's in L.A. We have a big DJ up in New York, DJ Parallel. He does Tavern every single Friday. So then we have DJ Cannon Bannon. He's like a Midwest DJ. He mixes like country with hip hop, so we have like a whole bunch of people. We're talking to Black Ink about doing their here.
That's big, man.
And then we just have a whole bunch of other great podcast shows. And then one thing we do that's unique of any online radio station, we have a morning show every morning from 8 to 11. We have a morning show. You know what I'm saying? So
Let me come on the morning show.
I mean, you know what? One thing about the culture radio, any show you want to go on the culture radio, trust me, it's nothing but love. If you want to go on the morning show, go on the morning show.
Oh, let's
do
it.
Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, we have a brand, a RSVP Talk brand, where it's like, we have one show with me and Miss O. We run, it's on Wednesdays, then we have the morning show, which is the RSVP Talk morning show.
Right.
And then we have RSVP Lifestyles, two girls that talk about, like, lifestyle things, like swing, poly, you know, alternative lifestyle stuff. So, you know, we have those three brand shows that we produce ourselves. So.
Right. Well, you got to understand, when you say alternative lifestyle, to me as a comedian, my mind just goes all over the place.
Well, it goes there. So
they are
part of all those lifestyles.
Do they need a comedian on that show too? I need as much exposure I can get.
Like I said, the culture radio is really like a family, and like all the other shows, even though people are putting their podcasts on the show, all that stuff, everybody show love to everybody. So at the end of the day, if you want to go on the show, just contact them, let us know, and they'll have you on.
Definitely, man.
It's just opportunities.
And we definitely appreciate it, Kaz, man, for bringing us on.
I definitely appreciate. I've been known about the Chapman show for a while. You know what I mean? And it's always great that, you know, we're getting a lot of people that have podcasts and shows in the city calling us up, saying, "Hey, we want to bring it to the culture radio." We're really honored by that, to be honest. You know, we're not stealing business from nobody, because we make sure people, like, you know, Chapman, I'm like, "Hey, what's your situation over there? Your contract's up, all that stuff." You know, we make sure business is done right. So we're not stealing nobody, because I've turned people away that had other situations, and they, "Oh, well, forget." I'm like, "Nah, man, you know what? You handle that business over there. When that business is completely done,
then come holler at me.
So, you know, we don't steal business. Ethics. Yo, everybody can eat out here. You know what I'm saying? Yes. That's how we feel. We really feel everybody
good
can eat. And we not stealing business from nobody. But it's working, because now the people that I was looking at, we have more podcasts and business than they do now. And not saying that they're not doing business right or anything like that at all. But you know what I'm saying? But we do good business here, and people are knowing, and we create a platform that, you know, people are jumping on. We appreciate the love. But we do feel everybody can eat out here. You know, there's enough people out here that are working, trying to do their thing, podcasts and radio, whatever, that everybody can eat. So that's why we don't steal nothing from nobody. Like, if I heard it was a problem with somebody over there or some issues, we don't even touch it. Because at the end of the day, man, we don't want people looking at us like, "Oh, you know, culture radio trying." Nah, man. Because I know how it is. When you get popular, everybody's going to attack you. They're going to try to find something, all that stuff. So we try to do good business at all. You know what I'm saying? With everybody.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cass Williams, man. AKA Casanova. We gonna switch gears because I know everybody been waiting. It's like, TJ, when you gonna drop the chocolate letter? When you gonna read the chocolate letter? And I must say, Lord have mercy, y'all better brace yourself. I hope y'all got that cognac glass filled up, that wine filled up, because we're gonna do our intro to our chocolate letter before we, cause y'all know what time it is when you hear this intro.
Coming up next, it's the chocolate letter. So fellas,
congratulations,
grab yourself a glass of wine. Ladies, let your hair unwind. This is where it all comes out on the TJ Chapman Show. So keep it locked. The best is yet to come.
See this? Everybody get to see this. All right, man. We back, man. Wow. I'm gonna just dive right into it, man. We got our chocolate letter for tonight. 43-year-old male from Boston, Massachusetts. Yes, they is still writing in. And it goes like this. Hello, TJ. I'm a new listener and was recommended by a female friend of mine who listens to your show, suggested I write into your show and tell my story and that you all will not judge me. Well, here it goes. My wife and I have been married now for about 17 years. About 2 years ago, my daughter died in a car crash at the age of 19 years old. She was only 3 days away from turning 20. Before the accident, my wife told me to change the tires on my daughter's car because it had a slow leak. Instead of me doing it for her safety, I held off because I was too busy and didn't think it was that bad. So one day I got a call from my wife saying that the daughter was in a terrible car accident and had died on the scene. My wife blamed me and hated me for a little over a year. Even though we are still married, things aren't the same between us. Before my daughter had died, she had become an organ donor, and days after our daughter's death in 2017, a 22-year-old black girl was on life support, waiting on a heart, and was given my daughter's heart. Years after the transplant, we decided to get in contact with the girl who was given our daughter's heart. She became very close to me and my wife, and so we decided to take her in to live with us, being that she was going to school, living in the shelter, and had no one to go to. My wife and I were now back happy again, making romance fire come back alive. This girl didn't have much, and she lost her parents at a young age, so we helped pay for her school tuition and brought her a new vehicle. The girl was so much like family, we treated her as if she was our own daughter. Mm. However, people didn't see it that way because we were white. So now you got black girl living in a white folks' house.
But she white at heart, though.
She she white at heart. Just like that. So she's been living with us now for about 6 months now, and my wife and I couldn't be even happier. The issue that I'm facing is I've been sleeping with this girl for almost 2 months now. I felt sick at first when it happened because a part of me was saying, she's my daughter. But the other side of me said, no, she's not. I have very strong feelings for her because being that I've always wanted to find out what it would be like to be with a black woman. And I must say, it feels great. My question to you and the crew is, how can I continue to live under the same roof with two women that I love dearly and sleep with at the same time? How can I look at this girl knowing a part of my daughter is inside of her? If I tell my wife what's been going on, or if she was to ever find out, this would truly scar her for life to a point where she may kill me or commit suicide. What should I do? I need advice. Cannon, I'm gonna let you go first. I'm gonna let you go first on this one here.
Oh, you know, so like I say, this one here, I'm kind of puzzled about. But you know, for those of y'all that are new to the TJ Chapman Show, because we are on a new platform and this is the first night, people tend to write in for these letters to get some sort of validation. And as we always say, you get nothing.
You get nothing.
You deserve nothing. You don't get nothing. Okay, all right. And the trend always continues. And then some people write in just so we can tell them that they was wrong. All right. Well, brother,
here's your dose. All right, we need to get a Kim soundbite or something so I can be like Charlamagne and drop a Kim bomb on a woman. You're wrong, dead wrong, brother. Well, you're wrong. And that's all I got to say. You got yourself in a foul situation, man, you know. There's no way out of this.
But
so best of luck to you.
His question is, what should he do? He needs advice. He needs help.
Well, I mean, there's two ways you can go about this. You know, you can go about this. You can come real and cleanse your soul and confess your wrongs and accept the consequences. Or you can do like, you know, I heard my daddy say one time. My daddy say, a lie beat the truth any day. Something, you know, I forget what he said, you know. You can let sleeping dogs lie, you know.
Say something like that.
You can quit while you're ahead and just pretend like nothing ever happened. But it still might come back to haunt you. You too far in the mud at this point. You done did it. You been doing it. And it's out there. So what you risk is, you know, the young lady getting mad and putting you out there on Front Street and losing everything. But you should have thought about that before you went for the swim in the mud. So now you're too far deep in the mud. But, and that's all I got to say. But we got to keep it short.
But remember, he always wanted to be with a black woman.
Well, you should have.
And he had this opportunity.
You should have did that. If you gonna believe in marriage to the point where you actually gonna fall through with it, then you got to do what it do. You got to go all the way through. You got to remain committed. And you know, some things that you wonder about just need to be a wonder. You should have did that before you got married, and now you done. Now you done did something you ain't got no business doing to your daughter at heart, and.
Wow, no pun intended. This guy here. Mud, see, that's what's wrong
situation.
With comedians, boy.
I'm sorry about your daughter and everything. Very, very, you know, sad about that. You know, I feel for you. My condolences to your family. But you done got yourself in a bad situation, man. You're just going to have to fall on your sword. So if you're looking for us to tell you, you know, that you was right or congratulate you, no. None of that here at the TJ Chapman Show. Just straight talk, buddy. Straight talk.
Wow. Well, I'm going to just give you my thoughts on this one here. Sir, from Boston.
Home of the Patriots.
Yeah, he probably
go
had,
Pats.
He probably talked to Robert Kraft about that one, and that's why he probably did it. But anyway, at least he didn't go to no massage parlor and get his shaboink whacked.
Well, you know so, what? You know, I'm ain't nothing saying. Wrong with a widower going and paying for him to get some. He ain't taking it. He ain't stealing it, okay? You know, I understand. When you a 70-something-year-old man, you might have to buy some every now
well,
and
tell
then.
Tell him to come to the Hive. Why you got to go to the Mishi, the Shufufu?
Listen, you just a hater. You a Miami Dolphins.
Absolutely.
Man.
I'm going to continue to be a hater. But anyway, okay. Let me go ahead and tell this, I can't say young brother, because He done had some, so I guess once you go black, you never go back. So he still got that blackness in him, or in this case, in her. So anyway,
if you get a white heart, does your credit score go up too? Or just how does that work out? Just
I don't know.
If you get stopped by the police or something like that, and you know they start getting aggressive, do you get to be like, hey, stop, I'm white at heart? You know, just how does
something
that work
like that.
Out? Just
so, sir. First question, what should you do? Well, I've never been in a situation before, so I don't have much advice as to what you should do based on experience. But from what I know from common knowledge is you have two choices. You can be honest and face the consequences, or like some people say, you take it to the grave. And hope that you don't get caught. But this one little thing, there's this person that most people are afraid of, that bitch named Karma. Mm. And when she rides to the occasion, she may not come when you think she's going to come. She's going to come unexpectedly and wreck your whole world up. Mm-hmm. So if you believe in karma, which you should be very afraid of, you might want to just go ahead and be like, babe, listen. You love this house, don't you?
Move the girl out first. Now, you don't want the girl in the house with you, why?
Oh, no, because everybody finna get on death row at that point.
Yeah.
And you're going to have that suicide note. So you need to go ahead and be like, baby, listen, you love this house. You love me.
We That's lost a our, killer situation.
We lost our daughter. You ain't give me no nookie. And finally, you gave me something back, but I always had my eyes on this one. In this case, in my heart, felt the need to do something about it. Please forgive me. She ain't no longer in the house. So, sir, you need to go ahead and tell your wife what you did, or you can go ahead and take it to the grave. My suggestion,
follow your gut. Is what we're telling you.
Because that's, you know what was right, you know what was wrong. You came to the show, you confessed that your sins. I mean, we ain't no priest or nothing like that. So, yeah. But definitely you don't want your wife to kill you or commit suicide. So you got some decisions to make because you know your wife better than we do. So, wow. I don't know. This one here kind of hit me.
Yeah, this is one of the tough ones. Yeah, I read this today. I'm like, dang, I just got off the ship, and this the first time back, and we already starting with the foolishness.
Wow.
So, you know?
I mean, that's all I got to say about a chocolate letter, man. But, wow, when we get back, man, we gonna finish this living situation arrangement and just think about that. So, we're going to go ahead and get a word from our sponsors, from our barbecue boys, because you know that's the best barbecue in town. Okay. And when we get back, man, we're going to talk about it. So keep it locked. The best is yet to come.
TJ Chapman Show. I want to take a moment to talk. You about some good old barbecue food, Orlando's finest, Barbecue Boys. You can get yourself some ribs, chicken, brisket, pulled pork, or take home a dinner plate with a choice of meat and two of those delicious sides, mac and cheese, collard greens, baked beans, potato salad, french fries, or cornbread. Hey, and don't forget to take home a gallon of the best signature edition, pineapple lemonade, or dive into some dessert with red velvet cake or key lime cake. Hey, they're open Wednesday to Saturday, 12 p.m. to 9 p.m. That's Wednesday to Saturday, 12 p.m. to 9 p.m. They're located at 6801 4th City Road inside the Cinco gas station. That's at the corner of 4th City Road and Kennedy Boulevard. Give them a call, 407-202-8431. That's 407-202-8431. You let them know you heard it on the TJ Chapman Show. They're Big Rich sent you. They're going to hook you up. Hey, it's Orlando's Finest. Barbecue Boys, it's your turn.
Welcome back. Welcome back, man. Wow, what a chocolate letter that was. And I have my other co-host. She's joining us via phone. The lovely, beautiful, talented Samantha Nicole, who will be joining me this Memorial Day weekend on the red carpet at the 2019 Orlando Urban Film Festival, going down this Memorial Day weekend downtown Orlando, one of the largest film festivals that's held here in Orlando. We've been invited to host their red carpet pre-show. And I'm excited, Sam. How about you?
I'm extra excited. I can't wait.
Wow.
Can't wait.
Definitely. Now, your thoughts on this chocolate letter. What advice do you have for this this gentleman who decided to, for lack of better terms, sleep with the woman who has his daughter's heart?
Oh boy!
This is a tough one.
This is definitely a tough one. My advice is to tell the truth, and pretty much go from there. I mean, he really has to figure out who he wants to be with, technically, in the first place. But he also needs to give both of these ladies a chance to heal, and also they. Well, I mean, obviously one of them knows, but his wife deserves to know the truth, and she, you know, needs a chance to figure out what she needs to do, wants to do with her life moving forward.
Wow.
Hopefully he's using protection, because he already said he had a problem changing rubbers.
Wow, this guy.
Oh, my gosh.
That's the comedian side of him, boy, I tell you.
All right.
And in this case here, one of our listeners, they tuned in and they wrote into the show just now and commented and said, the best thing he should do is take it to the grave, because the last thing he wants to do is put fuel on the fire by saying anything. Because if you know that your wife may kill you and then turn around and kill herself just to be with, you know, her daughter again, he got some tough decisions. So,
but what if the girl comes out and spins the
beans?
What if
she decides to say something? Exactly.
Yeah,
you can't keep the other person's mouth shut.
These are things for
but
those.
But see, that's where karma comes in at.
Yeah, for those of you that haven't fallen into a trap like this, these are the things you want to think about beforehand, and then you want to evaluate the situation and realize that it's just not worth it.
Absolutely not. And
right, even if that has to come out in therapy.
Absolutely.
You know, if you decide, hey, we need to go to therapy, and then that's where you decide to tell your wife so she has more of an outlet with a professional and isn't necessarily compelled to, you know, murder someone, you know, maybe that might be the best setting for it. But yeah, the truth needs to come out, because if it comes out years later, like, you really never know how that will affect her, especially if she finds out from this woman that you guys took in.
Well, if you're living up in Boston, Massachusetts, he probably got bread. You go ahead and pay it off. You go somewhere. Don't ever come back. You done seen them Lifetime shows. You done seen them movies before. Pay it off. Don't you ever come back. If you come back, we all know what happens in that situation. So, sir, you have a tough decision to make. Hope it's the right one. But also make sure that it's the correct one, in the sake of everybody's life.
Either way, you're going to have consequences. You can't avoid consequences and the possibility of negative repercussions on this one. But you're too far in the mud. You're going to have to, either way you go, you're going to have to look over your shoulder and deal with it however it comes.
So, Sam, tonight's topic, what does it mean to be in a co-parent relationship and still be living together, but y'all not together?
That means y'all are still messing around, so y'all are in a co-parenting friends with benefits relationship.
Just like that.
Me being a co-parent, there is no way that you are co-parenting and cohabitating and not up to something. It's just, I don't believe in that. It's impossible. Y'all are raising a kid. Having a kid brings back feelings. Having a family, there's feelings involved now. So y'all are co-parenting and co-sleeping and messing around and doing all the above. So y'all are, that's not really a healthy choice to move on if that's where you guys are trying to head.
To me,
it's not, especially for women, because we get all in our head and all in our feelings when everything's all nice and family time and, oh, this is perfect, maybe we'll get back together. No, no, no. If you guys know it's not going to work out, you guys can't cohabitate, at least in my opinion.
Well, what if the person that messed it all up is the one that's trying to make it work, and the other person's like, all right, whatever, you can still stay here, but don't touch me. Or, you know, we can still do the family thing, but don't touch me. And constantly saying we're not together, but yet y'all still doing things together as if y'all are family until, you know, somebody pissed somebody off. Then it get to a point of, you know, I want you out type shit. You know what I'm saying? So.
Right, but then you wouldn't be cohabitating and that person wants you out. The whole time you're sitting here living a facade. It's not 100% real if that person isn't going to be the one to put in the work and not to, you know, sit here and actually be a full family. Like you said, that person's saying get out, so that would lead to not cohabitating. While you are cohabitating as co-parents, y'all are still involved, like hands down.
Well, at the end of the day, I still think it's an open relationship to a point where you figure out what you want. And in the meantime, until it happens, you know I'm off limits. You know you off limits to a point of don't touch me, I ain't going to touch you. But we can still do the family thing together until somebody decides, hey, you know what, we're going to make this thing work. So do you think it's better to not live together and try to make it work or live together and fight through it?
So that definitely sounds like a man answer. Let me have my cake and eat it too. I can have my fake family at home, and then I can go out in these streets and still do what I want, a.k.a. open relationship. Most of the time for women, it doesn't work like that. We're too emotionally involved, especially when it comes to, just family time. Like, with our children, like, that's the one thing that we're technically, if you will, made for, or made to sit here and bear children. So if we bear children, like, and then we sit here and we have the person that we procreated with, it still creates this emotional aura. So, therefore, as a woman, like I said, you definitely get a man answer, but as a woman, you're going to sit here and you're going to hold on to this fantasy about maybe one day we'll get back together, even if you're still trying to, quote-unquote, figure it out. Figuring out still means let's sleep together, let's do this, let's do family things, which leads to thinking that maybe this will work out, and that's not always the case. So if you know that it's not going to work out, don't cohabitate. My opinion.
Wow. Okay. There it is. You heard it from a woman. Answers now. Cannon, your last thoughts.
Hey, listen. I'm fine with everything she said. So, you know, they're my last.
Hey.
Wow.
Hey. We already started not wrong already, Samantha. We agreeing on stuff again.
Oh, well, wait till we get that topic. Don't worry. Don't wait till we get that topic. It might be a topic you can't discuss because I don't think you got children, do you? You got nieces and nephews, but, you know, sometimes it ain't the same in the sense, but, you know, but it's all good, though. But make sure you guys tune in each and every Tuesday night on the new Culture Radio app where you can listen to us on Spotify.
Google Play, iTunes,
and Slacker. I keep saying Slacker.
What is it again?
Stitcher.
I got to remember Stitcher.
So,
Stitcher.
And of course, if you want to see us live in the studio, always join us on our Facebook Live new interactive page, which I love. I love this template.
Yeah,
man,
I've
this
been
thing,
sitting, I've been watching me on Facebook this whole time.
This thing is kind of dope,
been
man.
Watching me.
Leave it to Cannon to watch him.
Absolutely. And if you want to be one of our in studio guests, please email us at the tjchapmanshow@gmail.com. And be sure to get your tickets. Tickets still on sale for the 2019 Orlando Urban Film Festival going down downtown Orlando. Go ahead and you can go to the TJ Chapman Show page. You can go to Samantha Nicole's Facebook page. Check out all the links. The Orlando Urban Film Festival Facebook page. Get all the details, ticket information. But your two favorite hosts will be on the red carpet stunting like we always do. And we're going to have our main man. We're going to have our main man, Joe Sean Monroe, recording the action, the magic, capturing it all. And our main man, Omar, the photographer, who's going to capture the photo moments as well. So next week, man, can't wait. We on a new station, the Culture Radio Play. Let's rock. Keep it locked. The best is yet to come. Let's go.